Further foreign direct free kick offenses. Law 12. An indirect free kick is also awarded to the opposing team if a player, in the opinion of the referee, commits the following four offenses. Number 1. Plays in a dangerous manner. This is usually referred to as dangerous play. The referee and the referee alone is responsible for deciding what is dangerous play with the help of any assistant referees. Always err on the side of caution when dealing with this offense. Players are usually receptive if you offer them protection, albeit that you will sometimes receive some moans from the perpetrators about whether or not an incident was dangerous or not. Dangerous refers to players who are in close proximity to each other during a challenge for the ball, or expected to be in close proximity to each other in pursuit of a challenge for the ball. For example, a defending player who has attempted, but failed, to touch the ball with his studs showing high in the air towards an incoming opponent who manages to divert himself away from the danger is guilty of dangerous play. There does not necessarily have to be any contact made with an opponent for a player to be penalized for dangerous play. The nearer a challenging player's foot gets to an opponent's head, the more likelihood that the challenge is dangerous. Dangerous play normally refers to those incidents that occur accidentally, where players challenging for the ball put their feet up high in the air, or attempt an overhead kick when opponents are in near proximity. These actions are not really fouls as such, they are very often done because the offender does not know that an opponent is nearby. As a guideline, any dangerous move which makes you, the referee, wince should be penalized as dangerous play. It is irrelevant whether or not the incident arises by A. chance, B. unfortunate circumstances, C. on purpose, or D. inadvertently created by movement of an opponent over which the offender has no control. Note: if the challenge is considered by the referee to be careless, reckless, or using excessive force, and whilst the ball is still in play, then this is not deemed to be an indirect free kick dangerous play offense, but a more serious direct free kick offense. See question 19 below for more detail about dangerous play. Dangerous play normally excludes when the goalkeeper dives down towards the legs on an incoming opponent. This is accepted as a normal part of the game. Goalkeepers are usually bunkers and seem to have a complete lack of regard about their safety. The following are some examples of dangerous play which must be penalized by the award of an indirect free kick to the opposing team. A. Raising of the foot too high. B. Proximity of foot when an opponent lowers his head to a kickable ball. C. Overhead kick in dangerous proximity of other players. Another instance of dangerous play which always goes unpunished is when the goalkeeper jumps up in his penalty area to catch a high ball, but puts his foot or knee out towards an oncoming opponent. This is done with the sole aim of frightening off the opponent and preventing the opponent from making a possible fair challenge for the ball, and to give a warning to the opposing team that he, the goalkeeper, will do the same dangerous action throughout the game, so look out. This example really should be punished, but for some strange reason, I have yet to see a referee penalize a goalkeeper for this type of dangerous play. A referee is well within his rights to penalize such dangerous action by goalkeepers, and should do so by the award of an indirect free kick against the goalkeeper in the goalkeeper's penalty area. It is recommended that you, the referee, should have a quiet word, or a strong word, if merited, to players guilty of dangerous play. Ask them to be careful in the future. Players are normally receptive and responsive to this type of approach from a referee. Referees must take into account the weather elements. Ground conditions may turn a fair challenge for the ball inadvertently into a challenge, which is now dangerous because of the ground condition. When awarding an indirect free kick for a dangerous offense, the referee should blow his whistle to stop play and then point an outstretched arm straight upwards and use his other arm to indicate the direction that the kick should be taken. The outstretched upward arm should be held vertical until the ball touches another player or goes out of play after the indirect free kick has been taken. The referee's outstretched upward arm demonstrates that the free kick is indirect. The indirect free kick should be taken from where the offense occurred. Number 2. Impedes the progress of an opponent. Impedance, obstruction. Law 12 states that an indirect free kick is awarded to the opposing team if a player, in the opinion of the referee, impedes the progress of an opponent, in other words, running between an opponent and the ball, or interspersing the body so as to form an obstacle to an opponent. Nevertheless, so long as the ball remains within playing distance, it is perfectly reasonable for a player to use his body as a screen to prevent an opponent from gaining possession of the ball. The legal name in footballing terms for obstruction is impeding. Referees must recognize that impeding involves no initial contact between opponents and is penalized by the award of an indirect free kick to the team whose player was impeded. If a player uses physical contact to block an opponent, this is a direct free kick or penalty kick offense and not an impeding indirect free kick offense. If a player impedes, obstructs an opponent, the referee should stop play and award an indirect free kick to the opponent's team to be taken at the place where the impeding offense occurred. Number 3. Prevents the goalkeeper from releasing the ball from his hands. When a goalkeeper has the ball in his hands, the attacking player should not attempt to delay the release of the ball by purposefully running or standing in front of the goalkeeper. There have been several law changes over the past few years in an attempt to force the goalkeeper to release the ball back into play as soon as possible. If an attacking player attempts to prevent a quick release of the ball by the goalkeeper, the referee should stop play and award an indirect free kick to the goalkeeper's team to be taken at the place where the offense occurred. Attacking players have become very adept at delaying the release of the ball held by a goalkeeper. Attackers have learned to weave about in front of a goalkeeper in such a subtle way as to confuse the referee into thinking, is it an offense or not? It is. And referees are advised to take firm action to stamp out this unsporting behavior. On the first attempt of a player to prevent a goalkeeper from releasing the ball, the referee should publicly warn the perpetrator about his conduct. This usually does the trick and prevents further occurrences of this nature. The referee can consider cautioning the offender, but this only normally happens if it is the offender's second attempt in the game at delaying the goalkeeper from releasing the ball. If a goalkeeper who is being impeded by an attacking player manages to release the ball to the advantage of his team, the referee should allow play to continue. When play next stops, the referee should warn the attacking player and ask him to behave himself. A public warning of this nature also ensures that the message gets over to the rest of the players. Number 4. Commits any other offense not previously mentioned in Law 12, for which play is stopped to caution or dismiss a player. There are hundreds of reasons when a referee can restart the game with an indirect free kick. The easiest way to know when to award an indirect free kick is to consider the following. Question: does the offense warrant a direct free kick? There are only 10 direct free kick offenses. Answer: no. Question: does the offense warrant a dropped ball restart? For example, external interference or serious injury. Answer: no. Then it must be an indirect free kick. The indirect free kick is taken from where the offense occurred. The following are some on the field of play examples of when the referee should restart the game with an indirect free kick. An indirect free kick can only be awarded for an offense committed on the field of play and whilst the ball is in play. Touching the ball a second time after a restart before it has touched another player. Striking the referee. Striking a colleague. Dissent. Swearing at a player, a colleague, or a manager, or anyone else. Leaving or re-entering the field of play without the referee's permission. Dangerous play or impeding an opponent. Offside. Shouting, leave it, when trying to deceive an opponent. Using a colleague's back to elevate you higher to head the ball. During a penalty kick, if a colleague of the kicker encroaches into the penalty area before the kick has taken place and the ball rebounds off the crossbar and is touched by this player. Circumventing the laws to gain possession of the ball. For example, during a throw-in, throwing the ball onto the back of a retreating opponent and then gaining possession of the ball. Bending a crossbar down to stop the ball entering the goal. Etc., etc.